Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, September 20th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Toraz. Leading off today, Apple has officially released the first public beta of iOS 18.1 and macOS Sequoia 15.1. Notably, both of these updates include the first Apple Intelligence features, which were previously only available to developer beta testers. These features include the AI-powered notification summaries, writing tools that can proofread and rewrite your text anywhere on your device, a new version of Siri that features an all-new design and is better at handling stumbles as you give a command, a new cleanup feature in the Photos app that can remove distracting people and objects from your pictures, summaries in Safari, the ability to create memories on demand in the Photos app, and more. It's worth keeping in mind that there are other Apple Intelligence features that Apple has announced but that aren't included in iOS 18.1. Most notably, this includes Image Playgrounds for generating images, Genmoji for generating emoji based on a text description, the true next generation Siri with personal context and in-app actions, and ChatGPT integration with Siri. iOS 18.1 Beta 1 for public beta testers is available for all iPhone users, but Apple Intelligence is supported only on the iPhone 15 Pro and Pro Max and all of the iPhone 16 models. In other news today, after announcing its plans last month, Apple is now formally rolling out support for adding IDs to Apple Wallet in California. This brings the total number of states with official support for IDs in Apple Wallet to 7, with Ohio, Maryland, Arizona, Georgia, Colorado, California, and Hawaii. As part of today's announcement, Apple has also announced that Montana, New Mexico, and West Virginia have all now committed to supporting IDs in Wallet at some point in the future. The feature is also coming to Japan, which has signed on to bring My Number Card to Apple Wallet, marking the first international expansion of the feature. If you live in an eligible state, you can add your ID to Apple Wallet by going to the Wallet app, tapping the plus icon in the top right corner, choosing driver's license or state ID, then adding it to your iPhone and Apple Watch. You could also be required to complete further verification with your state DMV, and the Wallet app will notify you when everything is ready. IDs in Apple Wallet can be used at select businesses and venues for things like showing proof of your age or identity, and it's supported at select TSA checkpoints at airports across the United States. Next up today, if you unbox a new iPhone 16 today, there's one thing you won't find in the box, and that's Apple stickers. For the first time since the original iPhone launched 17 years ago, Apple is not including stickers in the box with the iPhone 16 this year. In a messaging memo distributed to Apple Store teams, Apple confirmed that the iPhone 16 will not come with stickers in the box as part of its environmental goals and continued efforts to become carbon neutral by 2030. This year, Apple specifically touted that the iPhone 16 and iPhone 16 Pro packaging is entirely fiber-based, bringing it closer to its goal of removing all plastic from its packaging by next year. If you buy an iPhone 16 from an Apple store, you can request an Apple sticker at the time of purchase, but otherwise you're out of luck. Third-party retailers and carrier partners do not have Apple stickers to distribute, and you can't get one if you order your iPhone 16 for home delivery. We are sponsored this week by Toraz. Upgrade your iPhone with the Toraz O-Stand 360 Spin Case or the new O-Stand 360 Case. This gives you a cutting-edge fusion of protection, functionality, and style. Designed with a sleek, curved back, innovative spinning stand, and robust MagSafe compatibility for your iPhone. One of the key features is the 360 degrees unlimited spinning stand. You can rotate your iPhone freely for perfect viewing angles in landscape, portrait, or upright positions. The new curved design offers a comfortable grip and a sleek look that complements your iPhone's aesthetic. You can currently get the new O-Stand 360 degree spin case and the O-Stand 360 case by hitting the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Toraz for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. Running out today, as part of his iPhone 16 coverage, the Chinese blogger Geeker Wan did a battery test of the new flagships, comparing the iPhone 16 models to the iPhone 15 Pro and Pro Max. Mirroring other testers' findings, the iPhone 16 Pro Max set new records for battery longevity in this test, easily clearing 10 hours of life. But what's perhaps more interesting is that the iPhone 15 Pro Max actually gained an hour of extra battery life when running iOS 18 compared to when the same test was conducted on the same phone running iOS 17. Obviously, all battery tests are somewhat synthetic benchmarks and are not necessarily accurate of real-world usage. However, it's notable that this particular test is not something trivial like playing streaming video on repeat. This test involves using WeChat for texting, voice and video calls, browsing the web, and playing games. These activities are looped sequentially until the battery dies. Under these conditions, iOS 18 helped extend the runtime of the older phones. The iPhone 15 Pro previously lasted 6 hours and 22 minutes during this test with iOS 17. With iOS 18, it gained 33 minutes, going to 6 hours and 55 minutes. Similarly, the iPhone 15 Pro Max went from 7 hours and 56 minutes with iOS 17 to 9 hours and 2 minutes with iOS 18. These gains can be achieved for free just by updating your operating system. As for an explanation for this dramatic improvement, GeekerOne points to changes in how the iOS 18 job scheduler uses the performance and efficiency cores of the A17 Pro. In brief, it seems that iOS 18 waits longer before boosting the core frequencies of the processor. This means for shorter, burstier tasks, the system uses less power, which results in less battery drain. Even with the improvements thanks to iOS 18, the iPhone 15 Pro and iPhone 15 Pro Max still can't match the new iPhone 16 Pro models, but it's notable and commendable anytime you can see a material improvement to battery life thanks to a software update on a phone that's a year old. That wraps up another episode and another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find an ad-free version of the show for $5 a month or $50 a year at 9to5mac.com/join. If you like the show, also please be sure to leave us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. Check out this week's sponsor, Toraz, in the show notes below. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.